relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Seeing things you people wouldn't believe.
You want to talk to God? Let's go see him together.
This?
Yes, and I know as much about the murder as they do. Oh, I'm a hero. I was shot twice in the Tribune.
I read where you were shot five times in the tabloids.
It's not true. He didn't come anywhere near my tabloids. Ah, bullseye.
That is the hero of The Thin Man, played by William Powell, Nick Clark Charles, with his wife Nora, the detective duo, with I think perhaps the best line in the movie. I don't know if my colleague and co-host will agree. They never shot me in the tabloids. We're making movies great again. A little bit of an older classic, 1934's The Thin Man. Chris Coles, this was your choice, and first time I've ever seen it. I've known for years, since we've been buddies, that you love this series of movies. I think it's six movies in all. So tell us a little bit about this movie and when you first discovered it.
I actually discovered, my buddy Kurt mentioned it. I love old movies. I love Casablanca. I've talked to Kurt about that a little bit. And at one point, he started talking about The Thin Man, and I'd never heard of this movie until I was, like, in my 30s. He mentioned it, and he was like, I think you'll love this movie. You know, Kurt has a reputation for recommending movies that I hate, so I was really hesitant to watch this one. But he goes, I promise you, you'll like this one. I did, and it became my favorite movie of all time, so I owe him a huge debt of gratitude. But I have a question for you, because you've never seen this film.
No.
And I'm a little bit – I was a little bit concerned that maybe this wasn't really up your alley. It's not an action film. It's not like an epic film. It doesn't have the same layering of genius that some of these other films have, like Casablanca. But I love it for my own reasons. But I'll explain that in a moment. But I'm curious as to what you thought of it.
Yeah, well, let's save your explication, because I really need to know, because halfway through it, my wife and I looked at each other and we said, why does Chris like it so much? What is it about this movie? It's clearly no Casablanca. You will explain for us eventually why you so love it. But I don't know. There has to be something about it. I think the National Film Archive has it at the top 100. It was very successful in terms of five sequels. It's had an influence. It's kind of been remade or homages made to it in the modern cinema age. And it's unusual. Again, it's such a common... I think there's two common themes for the films that we discuss here, is that they set their own type of film up. They're the first in a genre. They establish a genre, like, you know, Die Hard or what have you. And then in so many cases, the movies that we review are utterly sui generis. They are in a category of their own. And I think this is one of them, because this is based on a Dashiell Hammett detective novel. I'm no expert on Dashiell, but he's clearly a noir era, right, hard-bitten detective genre type of novelist. And this isn't. There's nothing hard-bitten here. This couple, no. He's married into money, and he just lives the high life, and half the time, Nick, the protagonist, is drunk.
Yes. Yeah, and I don't drink, so it's a little bit weird that I would love this character so much. Here's why I love this film, and here's why I think that this is the highest grossing film of the year that it was distributed.
Yeah, almost $1.5 million. Yeah,
it did really, really well, and I totally understand it, you know, because at the time, look, okay. I watched my whole life growing up. I watched films about romantic moments, about guys picking up girls and all this kind of thing. Like the way men and women interact is depicted in films over and over again throughout time, from the beginning of cinema to today. This is a major, major theme of cinema. And when I was a kid, I would watch these guys picking up girls or impressing girls in film. And I thought that to some degree that was the way it was done. You know, I'm like 10 years old. I don't know how to talk to girls. Then I started writing films of my own, and I started dating, and I realized that the writers of TV and movies don't know how to pick up women. Like, they don't know how to have – and a lot of the relationships, the married relationships or the boyfriend-girlfriend relationships are often very contentious in movies and TV shows. Husbands and wives often hate each other.
Yeah.
Right? It's a weird thing. And in the modern age – almost every female character is super disrespectful to the male character. If yes. she's married, the man is a doofus. He's an idiot. He gets everything wrong. And the girl's a genius and super strong and super brave and gets everything right. Well, in this picture, they did something that I've really never seen before, like in any other project, in any other cinema or TV show. They created a husband and wife character with mutual respect that loved each other clearly and that also made fun of each other and made jokes at each other's expense for the benefit of the other person. Right? So they're just joking around. And in my experience, the best relationships that I've been able to have in my life with women have been relationships in which I can joke around with them a little bit. And I think that this is kind of healthy. The way you joke around with your family, the way you joke around with your siblings, your parents, you know, maybe your nieces and nephews or even your own children, that's a healthy way of living with people that you love and your friends as well. And that is the way that these two characters interact. And it was such a revelation to me because I'd been trying to write characters like this actually at the time that I watched this film. And then this film kind of just laid it out for me, and it was so brilliant. And a lot of the jokes really are funny. Just after that moment where he said, "Oh no, he didn't come anywhere near my tabloids," he then asks her, and I actually used this line with a girl who I'd forced to watch the film. At one point, a girlfriend that I'd had, I pointed to something that I'd bought her for Christmas, and I'd go, "Oh, that's a nice thing. Who gave that to you?" And she goes, "You did." And I go, "I'm spoiling you." Right? Totally stolen from the film. She knew it was stolen from the film.
Did you get your reference?
Yeah, she got it. She got it. She thought I was an idiot, but she got it. you know, not every joke lands. Sometimes it's a little bit silly, but I just love this movie. I love the jokes. I love the you know what it is? It's the charisma of the main two characters. These two characters became huge stars after this. They started in lots and lots of films, but this is the film that did it and made them these big stars. And I think for good reason.
Yeah, look, you're a movie buff. I'm a movie buff. I'd heard this name, Myrna Loy, because she's such a big name, you know, like the Rita Hayworths and everything else of the age, the Ava Gardeners. But I don't think I'd ever registered her in a movie or noted, that's Myrna Loy. So this is the first movie I've seen with her in a starring role. And I want to break down a little bit later. There is something unique about this film, and it is the relationship between the married couple. And the way it is portrayed is rather unique. And I did a little bit of research about her that, you know, she had a reputation for, how to put this, always being able to adapt to her leading man and working together in a complementary fashion. And I think here is a perfect exemplar of exactly that. So it's the first of the Thin Man movies. It's a detective thriller, kind of. It's also a comedy as well. And it sets up, I think, for the rest of film history, the kind of Agatha Christie-esque, bring the suspects together for dinner and I shall reveal who the murderer is. With one big difference, we'll tell you about that momentarily. Make sure you are following my buddy Chris Coles. He has superb websites on YouTube channels, the Alpha Critic, Mr. Reagan, and also the Toxic Masculinity Hour. You have to check out that live stream as well. I'm Sebastian Gorka. If you enjoy Making America, Making Movies Great Again, then please follow us on the podcast platform of your choice for the audio version. Doesn't matter which one it is. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review. Share the links with your friends. And if you'd like, in a few months' time, it's kind of 6 months to go, to bring normalcy back to America, tell the world whose side you are on. They're persecuting him every single day with lawfare in the courts. We put his booking photo from Atlanta on a T-shirt, on a yard sign, on a mug with a very simple message. Trump 2024. Get yours today. Don't be afraid. Be a catalyst for those around you who are just waiting for another patriot to lead the way. SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorkaStore.com. And you can support the president directly at DonaldJTrump.com. That's DonaldJTrump.com. We'll be back with the Thin Man in a moment.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Greetings, this is Dr. Sebastian Gorka from the Midas Gold Group War Room. The MAGA veterans at Midas point out that the Federal Reserve note does not belong to you. It belongs to the Federal Reserve Bank. While the federal debt doesn't belong to the Federal Reserve Bank, it belongs to you. This is your wake-up call to what the Midas Gold Group veterans believe the central bank and government are trying to do. A controlled demolition of our current system with a central bank digital currency to take complete and utter control of our transactional freedoms. A literal digital concentration camp replete with social sanctions. Protect yourself. Turn this wake-up call into a phone call and look into the opportunities that gold can provide you as a way to diversify your investments. Call veteran-owned Midas Gold Group today, 855-322-GOLD, or go to MidasGoldGroup.com. That's 855-322-GOLD, or just go to MidasGoldGroup.com. Always faithful, Midas Gold Group, MAGA, and proud of it.
I hated her for coming between my mother and father. She kept me from seeing my father. I went down there to ask her where he was, and she wouldn't tell me, so I shot her.
How many times?
Once or twice.
Where'd you hit her?
I hit her in the heart.
What'd she do?
She fell over.
She screamed?
Yes.
Which way'd she fall?
She fell over backwards.
Whom are you trying to protect?
Oh, Nick,
Oh, wait a minute. She was shot 4 times. She fell on her face. She couldn't scream because she was killed instantly. Who do you think did it?
I don't know.
Where'd you get this gun?
I bought it in a pawn shop.
Is that another lie?
No, Nick, that's the truth. Oh, Nick.
Just the fun facial expressions between Nick and his wife there. As he's listening to what? As he's listening to the missing thin man's daughter confessing to a crime she did not commit to protect him and try and deflect the interest away from her father. The woman, I knew she was familiar, Chris. The woman playing the daughter, Dorothy, is Maureen O'Sullivan, who would return in the director of this film's Tarzan of the Apes as Jane. A movie series which I think I've told you about, but you haven't checked out yet.
I watched the first part of the first movie, and then I was, you know, I was busy, so I didn't get on with it. But yeah, it's on my desktop waiting for me to watch the rest of it. We'll have to do Tarzan at some point, I think.
I think it's very funny that I adore the Johnny Weissmuller Tarzans. My dad adored them, and I watched them with him as a kid as reruns on television. And the fact that the same person, W.S. Van Dyke, directed the Tarzan movies and then directed The Thin Man. I don't think that's a coincidence, Chris, do you?
Well, he directed a lot of movies. He was one of these directors that they just gave everything to him. And occasionally something worked out. In this particular film, I believe these two actors, William Powell and Myrna Loy, had been working on another film that he had been producing or directing or something. He had directed another film with them in it, but they weren't together in that film. But off screen, like when they were just hanging out off screen,
they clicked.
They were so funny. Yeah, they clicked and they were joking around and stuff. They never like married or dated, I don't believe, or anything like that, but just hanging out off set, they were just having fun and stuff. And he noticed this and he was like, oh, if I ever have a project with one of them, I'll cast the other one as the love interest because they work together so well. And and it turned out to be this. You know, this is the kind of thing that is kind of like Hollywood magic, right? And when I saw this guy for the first time, I believe there's really two actors of this era that have, I would say, top-level charisma. And one is Gone with the Wind. What's his name?
Clark Gable.
Anyone?
Clark Gable.
Clark Gable, phenomenally charming.
Oh, he just exuded charm. Mm.
But William Powell, I actually give the edge to William Powell in terms of charm, and here's why. Clark Gable, very handsome. William Powell is working with like basically 90% charm and 10% looks. He's not the most handsome guy.
No.
But he has this presence on screen where he's fun and he's charming and he's smart and you respect him, but you love hanging out with him. Like this is this place where they are with their friends doing their stuff is the place that I want to be. I would love to live in this world for a little while.
That Christmas party we're showing right now, that's the kind of party you like to go to?
Absolutely. I would love to live there for at least a couple of years, maybe. You know, just hang out with these people. This is not – I will admit because not everybody's going to love this film. I realize that. It doesn't have the clear and precise story that something like Casablanca does where you can follow it.
It is so convoluted. Like, oh, my gosh. I mean, like 15 minutes in when, you know, the blonde woman who looks like the ex-wife looks like the girlfriend, Katie's saying, so which one is that? And we're trying to explain. And then mobsters are coming in left, right, and center, shooting people, running around. It's like, who is who? What's going on?
I do think they were probably following the novel. I've never read the novel, but I think I did buy the novel at some point. And I just never read it. But it is a very convoluted story, so much so that I don't even really understand it. Oh, to this day, I'm telling you the truth, I cannot follow what happened. I don't know how he solved the case. I don't know what happened. At the end, I just go, okay, and I go along with it, you know? But the writers of this screenplay were actually a husband and wife writing team.
Oh, wow.
And I think that's how they – And I think that's how they made this into what it was. Both of them were, your sort of typical Hollywood philanderers. They'd both been married previously. But once they married, they stayed together for the rest of their lives. And I think this is kind of a testament to that. If you watch the relationship between Nick and Nora Charles, you see, okay, if that was how they were, it makes sense that they stayed together because they just – it's nice to be with somebody who's a good time, just with you. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's enjoyable to be in their presence all the time. And I think that's what you get with these two. I think one of the best couples in the history of cinema.
No, and you're absolutely right. You look at the actor, William Powell, and this looks like your granddad's accountant. This is not a hero. Right. This isn't some super detective. And my wife was saying, is that the thin man from the title? Because he looks a bit thin, but he's not big, massive.
He's not that thin. Yeah.
Right, but he's not an alpha male. He's not Humphrey Bogart. He's not Humphrey Bogart either.
No.
We're talking the thin man. I'd never seen it before. It's actually fun, especially for the relationship between Nora and the lead, the man who is. The Nick character, the detective, or rather he's a retired detective now, or he thought he was retired. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is Making Movies Great Again. If you haven't done so yet, we've got, I think, down to 5 cabins. Already 375 of you have booked for our trip to Alaska this July 4th weekend. It's going to be the July 4th party to end all parties. Join us for the trip of a lifetime, June 29th to July 6th, sailing the beautiful waters of the most stunning State of the Union. I've never been to Alaska. I'm so very, very excited. I've never been on a cruise. The Eurodame ship is a 5-star liner. Go online, go to sebgorka.com, check out not just the itinerary, but the cabins of this incredible vessel, and book today. You'll be surrounded by hundreds of patriots who love America just as much as I do. Join me, Katie, Chris DeGarde, Jennifer Horn, and our morning maven out of New York, the one and only Mike Gallagher, for a trip of a lifetime. SebGorka.com, that's SebGorka, and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. That's especially to all of you who wanted to come on our trip to the Holy Land a year ago. We took 350 of our listeners. If you couldn't make that trip, this is a little bit closer to home, a little bit easier, but it'll be just as much fun. That's SebGorka.com and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. Don't forget to follow us on social media. Chris is at Mr. Reagan USA. Look for me, Seb Gorka, or Sebastian Gorka, on all the usual platforms, Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch us. This is a movie review. Download the Salem News Channel app or check us out on your Roku, your Fire Stick, or your Samsung Plus device. And for unique content from me and direct access to me, SebastianGorka.substack.com. That's my whole name is one word, SebastianGorka.substack.com. Did you know that 84% of New Year's resolutions fail in the first 6 weeks? That's got me thinking about PhD weight loss and nutrition and why it was a success for me. Why I haven't gained 1 pound of my 42-pound weight loss back. Why Jeff, my producer, decided to start the program. Most people blame their failure on a lack of time, motivation, and a loss of zeal. PhD makes it simple. It doesn't take a lot of extra time. They are masters of motivation. You have a team of coaches by your side the whole time, and you don't lose your zeal because every week you make great strides, so you stay excited. Do something different this year and call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, 864-644-1900. To get started, or online at myphdweightloss.com. Don't do this alone. The number, 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com.
Take care of yourself.
Oh, sure I will.
Don't say it like that. Say it as if you meant it.
Well, I do believe the little woman cares.
I don't care. It's just that I'm used to you, that's all. If you let anything happen to him, you'll never wag that tail again.
I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Nick and Nora from The Thin Man. If you enjoy what we do for you here, please support those that make our shows possible. This isn't NPR. We don't get $500 million of your taxpayer money every year. This is a free market enterprise, and support those who make products here in America and who the left are trying to cancel. None more than Mike Lindell, a friend of President Trump's, a man who believes in America and believes in the Christian civilization of which we are the absolute zenith. Go right now to MyPillow.com. Hundreds of items available there, not just the MyPillow, of which he sold 81 million because they're that good. Use my name for up to 2/3 off and free shipping. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A. Don't buy that Chinese garbage on Amazon. Go right now to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Chris, to your point and to, you know, why I presumed you liked this movie so much, and I guessed right, just that, what was that? That 25-second clip. They sell it, these two actresses, even when they're ribbing each other and say, oh, I don't care if something happens. They love each other. There is no question in any viewer's mind that these two people love each other. Right, Chris?
Well, you made a little bit of a misstatement when you said that. You said these two actresses. And the irony of that...
I did. Oh, my gosh.
If they were to remake this today...
I did. I went Biden. Full Biden there.
You went Biden. It's an actor and an actress, obviously.
Yeah.
But if they made it today, it would be two actresses.
Yes.
That's the really messed up thing.
Right.
And here's the great thing about this movie. One of the reasons I wanted to do this film is because I made this video a little while ago about the passport bros and what's wrong with American women today.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And if you watch this film, here's the fascinating thing about this movie. When this movie came out, Nora Charles was considered a very sort of progressive, modern-day woman who was, you know, she was like almost aggressive. She wanted to be the one to go. She was the one that wanted to go and solve this mystery.
Yes.
Nick did not want to go solve this mystery. He was done. He was retired.
He wanted to throw parties and make cocktails.
That's right. He wanted to live the good life. And she, you know, she comes from a wealthy family. And she was like, no, this is exciting, Nick. I've never been on like a mystery detective adventure. Let's do it. And he's like, all right, let's do it. So he goes ahead and he does it, you know, as his wife's, behest, because she's, you know, demanding this. And so she's the sort of dominant one in that very specific scenario. And in real life, this is what happens. This is probably what happened thousands of years ago. The man doesn't want to do something. The wife nags him, and he says, all right, honey, let's do it. This is basically the entire story of feminism. There was a time when women couldn't vote. They nagged their husbands enough to give it to them, and now look where we are. But the point I'm trying to make is, what's weird is that we would look at her now, and we would say, she is a much more old-fashioned woman than what we have today, right? And here's the reason, though, because if you look at her, she's a perfect example of how a woman should be today, because she has got agency. She's not afraid to make fun of her husband. She jokes around and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, she respects him.
Yeah.
She loves him. She reveres him. And she shows him that respect, and she shows him that reverence. And she is the woman. She is certainly not the dominant one in the relationship, as much as she might pretend that she is sometimes. And their relationship, to me, is a quintessential version of the best kind of relationship that you can have. And if you're a woman and you can't figure out why you're not able to attract a man, be more like Nora Charles. That's what I say.
I love that analysis, because she serves him. She's not the dominant figure in the marriage, but nevertheless, she's the one who gets him to live up to his potential. She knows that he can solve this. She knows everybody else is floundering. The police don't know what's going on. This young woman, the daughter, needs help. And she's the one, through her own agency, inspires him to be the best that he can be. So Wow, bringing his A game. Now I understand a little bit more why you like this movie. It is The Thin Man. We are reviewing it with my buddy, the host of the Mr. Reagan and the Alpha Critic channels on YouTube. Don't forget, subscribe today. They're superb and it's absolutely free, as well as his Toxic Masculinity live streams. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, making movies, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios with the latest product, my muse, my lady, talking to you recently in studio about Relief Factor Sleep.
Okay, I will say, if I don't take it, I'm up at 4. And I love that time with the dogs, but I'd rather be asleep in bed. So when I take Relief Factor, I actually sleep till 6, even 7 o'clock in the morning. I tell you what, I am a much happier camper.
As am I. Absolutely Natural provides you the restorative deep sleep. And unlike everything else, when you wake up in the morning, you don't feel drowsy. Find out for yourself. 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com/sleep. Do yourself a favor. It's the most important thing, getting a good night's sleep. 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com/sleep. You may have heard that Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of the big box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They have been attacked as part of the cancel culture, and so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, for $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels. You guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. This amazing offer won't last long. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code G-O-R-K-A or call 800-829-8468 today. That's code GORKA.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. What if somebody took $50 out of your wallet, out of your purse every month, and then donated it to Planned Parenthood? Or gave it to organizations that are targeting conservatives, trying to get them censored and canceled? Would you be okay with that? I know you wouldn't be okay with that. But guess what? If your cell phone is connected to the big cell phone companies, you're doing exactly that, and it's not just $50. The big cell phone companies are left-wing. They are woke. They donate millions of dollars every year to things like Planned Parenthood, to gun control foundations, to organizations that are attacking the First Amendment rights of patriots. Why would you do that? Fund people who hate you with every call you make and every text you send? That's sheer insanity. Switch today, as I did, to the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America. It's called Patriot Mobile, and they have the same nationwide coverage, a performance guarantee. Glenn and his team have the best customer service, and you'll get free activation with my name. You keep your old number, keep your old phone, or they'll give you an upgrade, and you'll get extra discounts if you're a veteran and first responder. Oh, and by the way, they fund causes you believe in. They've even funded conservative candidates for local school board races. They're on your side. They believe in the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the sanctity of life. Don't fund those who hate America and hate you. That's lunacy. Switch today. It's easy as calling 972-PATRIOT or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. 972-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Now, I'm not sure if this is the first movie to ever do it. I'm sure Agatha Christie wrote about it before this movie was made. But this movie really, in a very popular film, introduces a concept that we will see for the next 70 years again and again in the detective thriller. Here's a clip from The Thin Man.
I'm going to get the murderer. And I've got an idea. You want to see me take him?
Yes.
Have you got a nice evening gown?
What's that got to do with it?
Have you got a nice evening gown?
Yes, I've got a Lulu. Why?
I'm going to give a party and invite all the suspects.
The suspects? Well, they won't come.
Oh, yes, they will. I'll get Gil to issue the invitations.
Who do you think did it?
Mimi.
Mimi?
Mimi, Jorgensen, Morelli, Tanner. What were you doing on the night of October 5th, 1902?
I was just a gleam in my father's eye.
I will invite them all to dinner, and I will reveal who the killer is. Chris, how many times have we seen that?
I know, yeah, for years and years to come. But, you know, look, this is such a great film to me, and I know you didn't – I did worry that you weren't going to like it as much as I like it. But – and it was such a big success at the time, and it's been so revered over the years, and it's made – had so many sequels. It makes me wonder sometimes how this film has been kind of forgotten.
Yeah.
Like, if I talk to some people there are some movie buffs I've spoken with, and they love the film as well. I think that what it comes down to is a couple of things. One, not a lot of comedies from this era are well known today. It's like, you know, some of the more serious films are better known. A lot of films from this era just aren't known at all. This is such an old movie. And then beyond that, I think like the Clark Gable films are the ones that people remember because Clark Gable was such a heartthrob, you know? And William Powell just is not the heartthrob guy. And Myrna Loy isn't the bombshell chick that a lot of the other women of that era were. She's beautiful, but she's not the bombshell. And so you've got these two actors that I think are totally underrated. And I think it's a real shame because I think that this is a true gem. I think actually all the films in this series are fantastic. There's another film called, I forget what it's called, something like the Cat Burglar or something like this, where William Powell plays a thief and he sneaks, he's a jewel thief. Oh, I think it's called The Jewel Thief, something like that. Anyway, so he goes in and he's stealing jewelry from these places, but everybody loves him because he's got these quote unquote special cigarettes that he gives everyone whenever he robs a jewelry store and basically makes them high and then escapes with the jewelry. And then everybody's sort of like messed up after he leaves and they can't talk to police because they're so messed up. And it's the first, I think it may be the earliest depiction I've ever seen in cinema of a main character smoking weed. It's like the weirdest thing. I don't like weed. I'm not a big fan of it. But I had a friend who was a big pothead, and he wanted to get into watching old movies. And I go, I got the perfect movie for you. But it's really weird because I think it was before the Hays Code, right? So it was like, you know, this pre-code movie where they actually showed this in the film. And it just like blew my mind that they even had that back then in a movie. But yeah, there it was. It was kind of a funny little fact.
I'm looking at his filmography. Oh my gosh, how many dozens of movies has he made? Maybe it's the movie The Jewel Robbery. Maybe that's the one. He was in.
I think that's it. Yeah,
he was in The Great Gatsby as well. Fascinating. Just that clip for me is very interesting. Number one, she says, I've got a Lulu, which is a kind of gown. The dresses in this movie are stunning. Every woman is dressed to the T, silk, taffeta. They're just, some of these gowns are just mouth-watering. The men are all elegant. The men are all wearing hats. I mean, it's absolutely a beautiful period. And the other thing I find, everybody's bloody obsessed with money. Nobody works in this. I mean, apart from the cops, everybody is a sponge. Everybody is obsessed with getting money for not doing any work. I guess because it's deep, right in the middle of the Depression, people are obsessed with money. But you know the cutest thing, or not the cutest thing, the most powerful aspect of that clip? And it's about the, it's again about the male female and the couple. He says, so do you want me to get the killer? And she says, yes, I want you to get him. It's like, yes, you are the guy, just reaffirming. That's your job. You're my husband. You're the hero. And I'm not afraid. And I want you to catch the killer. Did you catch that, Chris?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is what I was talking about before. If you go on Instagram and you see what women are posting on Instagram, it's the most narcissistic stuff you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
We live in a world of narcissism. I was talking about this the other day with a friend of mine, and she was worried that, like, she was saying, where should I move that I will have more friends? Because I don't have a lot of friends. And I said, you know what the problem is in our world today? The internet has made it so that anybody can do anything they want. You can dress up like a dog. You can, you know, you can go goth if you want. You can dress like you're from like the 17th century. Whatever you want to do, whatever is your thing, you can do that now. And you don't actually have to associate with anyone in regular society because yes. you can just go online and have your online friends.
So
online friends may not be.
Right, and you'll never be measured in any sense of a real community. That is one of the key things about social media. We are reviewing The Thin Man, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Why do I take it every morning and every evening? Well, because a million other people do. Why do they take it? Because it works. The ingredients, resveratrol, curcumin, omega-3s, are proven anti-inflammatories that assault the source of the pain, which is, of course, the inflammation. Find out for yourself. There's only one way, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call them right now. 1-800-4-RELIEF. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. Ask yourself one question. What do I have to lose? If the only answer is the pain, write the number down. 1-800-473-5433. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
You remember that first day you came to see me? He telephoned that he was in town?
Yes, he called while I was out.
Yeah, wasn't he slick about that? Well, that same afternoon, Julia telephoned him. She said that you were coming, Mimi.
I wanted to ask about Mr. Wynand.
Exactly. Well, our hero got terrified. He was afraid that Julia would break down and tell you that he had murdered Wynand. So he went to Julia, and he killed her. And he left Wynand's watch chain in her hand.
Is this true?
I don't know.
Well, then why are you saying it?
It's the only way it makes sense.
Well, I hope you're well.
It's not exactly Hercule Poirot. I don't know. I'm making this up as I go along. I got no idea who the murderer is. I didn't guess who the murderer is. I worked out who the dead body is in the cellar. We're not going to reveal any of that, so you can have fun with this movie. All right, final thoughts on The Thin Man, Chris. We're going to have to rate it out of 10. I think we'll have to do it out of watch chains or maybe pellet guns. You can choose what we're going to use. The movie cost $300,000, made almost $1.5 million. We have to hat tip to Aster the dog. That was a very well-trained dog there, a real actor. What else? Final thoughts.
Yeah, I just want to pick up on the point I was making before, that I think in today's society, people tend to see each other as kind of disposable.
Yeah.
Our friends are disposable. Our relationships are disposable. And you just wouldn't have that kind of dedication of a wife today as often as you did back then. And I think this movie depicts that very well. But I also want to point out that the title, Thin Man, it's actually about the man who's killed at the beginning of the film. It's not about the hero, which is very confusing and probably the worst name of any film ever, which is quite
especially,
sad.
That was the name especially of the novel. Since it becomes the name for the 5 sequels, which have nothing to do with that guy who was in the first movie who was killed.
Exactly. It just happens to be the name of the novel, and
right.
So that's how they did it. But yeah, it's kind of stupid. I'll rate it in terms of top hats. You know, for me, obviously, this is a 10 film. But because I rate it for how I think a modern audience would perceive it,
mm-hmm.
I just think a certain percentage of the audience is going to love it and a certain percentage won't. So I'm going to be very generous just because I love the movie so much. I'm going to give it an 8.
Wow. I am going to be generous. This is not how much I would have given it until you explain to me why you like it. And simply because of the relationship between Nick and Nora, I think in the great panoply of all movies, I think I'm going to give it a 7.5 just for that, because this is the kind of relationship you want to see in Western civilization. All right, we've got a couple of seconds left. I think it's obvious what the next movie is. It has to be. We've been talking about it for a year now, and it's made by the same director. Tarzan the Ape Man! All right, Chris?
Wow. Okay. I absolutely love it.
Now you have to finish it.
I have to finish it. I absolutely love it. I love it.
All right. Follow this man on YouTube. Follow him on Twitter, Mr. Reagan USA, the Alpha Critic as well. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Forth upon this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
And also, there's a woman who gets her news from the New York Times and Google. She is from Chinatown. So for that reason, oh, we have a fire over here. Turn the camera. Turn the camera.
Turn the camera. Guys, there's a fire.
Oh, my God.
All right, there's a fire that has started, as you can see, live. We wonder if a person is on fire.
Themselves on fire.
In the fire. We apologize for showing this. Get a fire extinguisher. Do we have a fire extinguisher in the truck? Do we have a fire extinguisher in the truck? Connor, bring a fire extinguisher out. Anyone have a fire extinguisher?
They don't want.
We deeply apologize for what has happened. This man.
That happened just moments ago as we were preparing for the show in Manhattan outside the court. It was in a barricaded off park just outside the court where the politically motivated trial against President Trump is proceeding. Apparently, according to initial reports, a man set himself on fire. As we speak, this is breaking news. One of the officers, the deputy commissioner, is giving an impromptu press conference at the location. My guys will be monitoring it if we have more information on the status of the individual and any possible motivation. We will share that with you. It is Friday. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Wow. We are in the news cycle as it was in 2016. Things are moving very, very quickly, and there's one thing that's clear. They want to suppress your capacity to choose the next president. This, again, outside the courtroom. Now, President Trump talking concerning the way he has been gagged. The leader of the opposition, a man who has been a president and could so easily be president again, is being forbidden from exercising his First Amendment rights. Cut one.
The gag order has to come off. People are allowed to speak about me, and I have a gag order, just to show you how much more unfair it is. And the conflict has to end with the judge. The judge has a conflict the worst I've ever seen, and it has to end with the judge. The gag order has to come off. I should be allowed to speak. Every time I come out to speak to you, I want to be open because we did absolutely nothing wrong. I showed you yesterday 32 stories of experts, legal experts, and I don't have one the other way. 32 stories of legal experts saying very strongly there's no case, this is a case should have been brought. Trump did nothing wrong, and they say it strongly. Trump did nothing wrong. So they ought to get rid of the conflict with the judge, because that's something that he cannot do anything about. It's wrong. It's wrong. And the second thing is I have to be released from the gag order. They've taken away my constitutional rights to speak, and that includes speaking to you. I have a lot to say to you, and I'm not allowed to say it. And I'm the only one. Everyone else can say whatever they want about me. They can say anything they want. They can continue to make up lies and everything else. They lie. They're real scum. But you know what? I'm not allowed to speak. And I want to be able to speak to the press and everybody else about it. So why am I gagged about telling the truth? I'm only telling the truth. They're not telling the truth. The judge has to take off this gag order. It's very, very unfair that my constitutional rights have been taken away. Thank you very much.
He has rights. Or he should have rights. Rights that every American has to freedom of speech, especially so because he's running for the highest office of the land, which means he has to communicate with those who he wishes to win over as his voters. But he's not allowed to speak the truth or even give his opinion because of the judge whose daughter has received millions of dollars from the campaigns of Kamala Harris, of Adam Schiff, and who is raising funds, literally using her father's case to raise funds as we speak. Jeff, I don't watch ESPN. I recognize Stephen Smith's face. We're going to play this cut on his take of what's happening to President Trump. Who is this person? What is he known for politically? How should we interpret this statement?
He's very popular with ESPN, and it's been probably almost like 20 years now. I think it was like 05, 06 he kind of started to get popular. So he's been around for a long time, and he is a Democrat.
But not a loony Democrat, right?
No, he's a reasonable Democrat.
Okay, and I think what, because I recognize his face, he must be one of their most popular hosts, correct?
Yeah, like I said, it's been for at least a decade, if not two decades.
Okay, so this is a Democrat, super popular host on ESPN. And this is his take as a Democrat on what you just heard from President Trump. Cut two.
When I think about Donald Trump, I think about this case in New York. I mean, I'm looking at the Democrats right now. And again, primarily, I have voted Democrat throughout my life, but I'm utterly disgusted with what I'm seeing, because it seems to me that they're trying to use the law and the courts. They've clearly politicized this thing with Donald Trump because they can't come up with a strategy to offset the momentum he's clearly gained. In at least five polls, he's up. He's up in the polls over Biden, at least five polls that I counted. That's the reality of the situation. Despite the counts against them, the indictments against them, being impeached twice and all of this other stuff, he is the presumptive GOP nominee. And you don't seem to have the issues in your favor, you believe. So because of that, you're going to manipulate the system as best as you possibly can to avoid him possibly running for re-election again. That appears to be their strategy, but I'm here to tell you, it's not working.
Now, what's interesting about that statement? The thing that's interesting is not that as a Democrat, he's giving advice to his fellow Democrats or to the Biden regime or his colleagues in the media. What he said is, as a Democrat, I'm disgusted. That's an indictment of his whole party, rejecting us by saying what you are doing is wrong. You're using the judicial system for political purposes. Okay, apparently, I'm watching the coverage right now, the man who self-immolated outside the Manhattan court is in critical condition. And the fire chief, the commissioner, the fire commissioner for New York has just spoken. Her name is Laura Kavanaugh. We can put a photograph up of her. And I spent a lot of time with the firemen in New York, especially for a thing, a special documentary I filmed on 9/11. And I looked at that woman and I said, she's no firefighter. I'm just curious. Put that photograph up again. Keep it up while I'm talking. What is Laura? Have a guess, Jeff. Have a guess about Laura Kavanaugh's firefighting experience to become the commissioner for New York.
I'm going to guess that she's a lawyer and went to an Ivy League school and never fought fires.
She was a special assistant to Mayor de Blasio and worked as deputy director in Pennsylvania on Barack Obama's reelection campaign.
It's not surprising. That's
isn't that stunning?
Well, that's like, remember the bridge? Who was the woman that she basically was a Senate staffer and now?
Oh, yeah, the head of the NTSB who worked as a liaison for the Teamsters and then as a Senate staffer and then was made the head of the National Transport Safety Board.
Basically, there's no reason to go to college or get experience anymore. All you have to do is be a Senate staffer or work on a campaign. And
she's
you can
the
work
commissioner,
anywhere.
The fire commissioner for New York. She worked on Barack Obama's... Oh, sorry, it says, third paragraph on Wikipedia. She has run several marathons. Well, in that case, right?
Well, she has stamina.
This world is just... The Democrats, it's a clown show. That's the commissioner of fire. Get Trump back! Get Trump back! Put the yard sign outside your home that says Trump 2024 with the mugshot. Get the t-shirt, get the mug. SebGorkaStore.com. Come on, can we live insanity once more? Support him, DonaldJTrump.com. Happy Friday. We'll be back in a moment. The call board is full. I wonder why.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.